Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Luke, the 7th chapter, verse 1. We've been on this for a few weeks now, and I sense that we're getting close to the summing up of this series. We're called The Greatest Faith. And if you haven't been with us, we encourage you to go online and get caught up with us. It won't cost you anything. Watch or listen or download the previous messages. I think this is number 12. And so we're looking at and have looked at the two examples Jesus called the greatest faith he had ever seen. He said, I hadn't seen faith like this anywhere in the country. And so verse 1, when he had ended these sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. A certain centurion's servant, this was a Roman soldier, an officer that trained and led other soldiers. He had a servant. Now I want you to notice how many times you see this word servant. Centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. When he had heard of Jesus, that's where all faith begins. Yes. Comes by hearing. Yep. He sent to him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. There's that word again. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation, and he's built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Now, those of us who've come up under word and faith circles, or charismatic circles, we don't like the sound of that, I'm not worthy. But it's still true. Somebody says, yeah, but I'm the righteousness of God. Don't leave off those last two words. Anybody know the rest of that verse? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. In yourself, you're nothing. Now, your flesh don't like to hear that. But it's still true. In your flesh and who you are after the flesh and what you've done in life after the flesh does not merit you any blessing, does not make you deserve good things from God. And so based on who you are naturally, you're not worthy of anything the Lord would do for you. And if you come acting like you are, then you make it impossible for him to be gracious to you. I need to explain that, don't I? If you come acting entitled, Lord, I've been a good Christian. I've gone to church a lot. I've given to this. I've given to that. You know, you should heal me. First of all, he's already bought and paid for your healing. Before you ever came along. Right? Secondly, he does not owe you healing because of how good you've been, or the meeting of your needs, or anything. The reason Jesus had to come is because the best we could do was filthy rags. Now, you know, the flesh and the unrenewed mind doesn't like this. This is a big, big deal. This is what Paul deals with through half the New Testament, the Spirit of God through him. This is what grace is. Grace means you don't deserve it. Grace means you haven't earned it. You can't. You don't. Everything God has given us is a free, undeserved gift. And if you think it's owed to you for some reason, even if God graciously gave you something, you wouldn't appreciate it because you'd think you deserve it. You wouldn't even be thankful. You understand the phrase, you make it impossible for God or anybody else. If you think something's owed to you, you're entitled, it's owed to you, you make it impossible for God or people to be gracious to you. We're looking at one of the biggest reasons why this man is one of only two in the scriptures that Jesus said had the greatest faith. What is it about this man that's different from Jesus' own disciples? Because when he said, I hadn't seen faith like this anywhere in the country, the 12 are there with him. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, we know one of their issues. We also got passages that said they argued about who was the greatest and who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. Because Jesus talked so much about the kingdom that they're vying for the top spots in the kingdom. And we should talk a lot about the kingdom, because in just a very little while, it's the only kingdom that's going to exist. Is the kingdom of God. And what we're doing now in this life affects our place in the kingdom. Not whether we're saved or not, but our position in the kingdom. If you don't think that, you need to pick this book up and read it some more, read it closer. Keep reading this. The centurion said, I'm not worthy, because of who I am, because of what I am, that you should come even enter under my roof. Humility. Yes. The real thing. Yes. Humility is inseparable from faith. Keep going. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come to you. The only reason we're worthy is because He has made us worthy. With His own blood. Yes, sir. The Lord doesn't owe me healing. He gave me healing. Hallelujah. He doesn't owe me a good life or my bills paid or a good place to live or something good to wear or something good to eat. He owes me none of this. I've had people, even fellow ministers, who should know better. When the Lord did something good for Phyllis and I, say, oh, well, you know, y'all work so hard, you deserve it. I'm glad to say you deserve it. I want to correct them right on the spot. Sometimes I do. Yeah. I don't deserve it, but I get to enjoy it anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
This ain't about what you deserve.
Yeah.
We didn't deserve any of it.
Right.
If we got what we deserved, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
And the wages of sin is death. That's what you deserved.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
But the best news you ever heard, the gospel, is that Jesus, who didn't deserve any punishment, who never sinned, took your place, took my place, became sin with my sin. The judgment fell on Him there, died in my place, went to the heart of the earth, paid the price so I wouldn't have to, so you wouldn't have to. Did He deserve what He got on the cross? No, but He took it so you could get what you don't deserve in blessings and benefits. I want everybody to open your mouth and say this. Now, this is very important that you say it. Said out loud, Jesus
took my place. Therefore,
I deserve
no punishment.
No judgment should come against me because He took it.
He paid for it.
He paid for it. Hallelujah. He's made me clean by His blood. He's made me holy. I didn't work my way up to be holy. He made me holy. He's made me righteous. Hallelujah. I couldn't have gotten there. No matter how much I prayed or worked or tried to be good, the Bible tells me I would never have gotten there on my own. I could not get there. Why Jesus had to come to get me where I couldn't go. Hallelujah. Boldly right into the presence of the Almighty. An eternal place in the eternal family of God. And if I'll be faithful, a significant place ruling and reigning with Him in His kingdom forever. We've barely scratched the surface of what we've been given. But you must not come with an attitude of entitlement. You know, just because you were born and you're on the planet, somebody owes you something. That's a bad attitude. And it'll cut you off from many blessings. Why is this man here? Somehow, even though he's a soldier, he's used to giving orders, but he's also used to taking orders. He had this revelation when he heard about Jesus and saw what was happening in Jesus' life and ministry. He thought, he probably didn't realize that this is the Messiah, the Christ, but he saw this man's being used of God. This man hears from God. This man has authority. If I can just get him to give the order, we can get what my servant needs. And I have no right to come tell him anything or demand anything of him or require anything. We're making a request as humbly as we know how. Come on, can you see this? You don't owe us anything, Jesus. You don't need to come to my house. Let's keep reading. He said, if you just saying a word and my servant shall be healed. Give the command and my servant shall be healed. This is how miracles happen. Faith commands. And faith commands are connected to humility and submission. Many times people have not connected the submission to faith. They think, well, that's another subject. Let's talk about that some. What I need right now is faith. You can't separate the two. Do you remember James 4, 6, and 7? It said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But is there something comes before resisting the devil and him fleeing? First thing is, you, it's an understood subject, submit yourself to God. You've got to give God His place over you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.